record.
So how do digital tools and technology support you in your learning?
They don't.
They do.
A certain extent, but most of the time, not a lot.
Yeah, like if you need to research something, it's great for researching, but that's about it, really.
Yeah, or like a PowerPoint when the teacher makes you do that. It's like, great, a computer.
There are some really great interactive tools. Like, for example, in biology, we're learning about the different molecules and stuff where it can show you the molecule and you can turn it around, it's pretty and it'll help you understand. But there are classes where it's just a waste. Like, in math, there's this huge smart board sitting there that nobody ever uses because there's a chalkboard. What do you need a smart board for math?
Yeah, like, there should be smart boards, like, more in the art classrooms because then they can look up certain things and certain techniques and whatnot. We can actually learn from it. Anyway, sorry, getting distracted by amazing things.
Getting distracted by the technology while you're saying that technology sucks.
Well, that technology sucks. I'm just saying that's not even related to school at all.
That some of it's kind of useless.
Technology's great. Like, I'm not going to say I hate technology. I use the computer, like, every day, all the time. But the thing is, not for school.
Yeah,
school's not really connected to my internet
life. For PowerPoints. Like, some people's technology is not as advanced as what the school has. Like, we just did a presentation for English, and it was so well put together, and it was like almost like a play, and it would have been perfect if the slides would just work right, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really aid in our learning or anything like that.
I'm afraid if people keep saying really positive things, they're going to make all the schools purely technology and stuff, and I really don't want that to happen.
It could actually kill creativity.
Yeah, I used to get distracted. I used to use my
creativity phone. Stems from when you don't have something else in your mind and you have to create it yourself.
Yeah.
And technology just provides more and more stimulation for your mind when creativity is really about creating that stimulation for yourself.
Yeah. There's a lot of things we can say about this.
There should be, instead of like civics and computers, there should be a course like that's half the semester that teaches you how to use PowerPoint and Word and all these and Microsoft Excel and all these great programs that you're probably going to need to know how to use in the future and will help you advance your presentations and the way you share information, but you just don't know how to use them.
Well, there's like a class that I'm doing that does teach us that.
But it's
optional.
And a lot of people just don't have time for it.
And not everyone wants to learn that because some people know that they won't use these things or they don't have access to this.
You might not have access to it right now, but no matter what you do, you're going to need to present something at some point. Or you're going to need to share information. If you're an artist, you're going to have to learn how to make your own website to show your art.
Yeah, you have to know how like the business works with it. Like, technology can aid within that, but actually going out and being in that environment would help so much more.
Yeah.